Canby FFA is one of thousands of FFA chapters here at the National FFA Convention. Jim Bartle's here from the Hoosier Hallway at the Indiana Convention Center. We're outside of the Career Expo, which is huge. So many things to see and do there. We're just by our NAFB, National Association of Farm Broadcasting, broadcast area. We're going to talk to members of the Canby chapter right now. A lot of things they've been doing and got involved with. So first of all, we are speaking with
Natalie Briggs.
You're a senior, and who are your parents?
Tom and Heather Briggs.
You live right in town?
I live outside of country.
Okay, so what got you involved in FFA? Family or who?
My family. My dad was in the FFA chapter, okay. And my grandparent, and great. My granddad.
So your grandpa was in also.
Yep.
So this is a generational thing.
Yes.
Excellent. All of you are going to talk a little bit about things your chapter's got going. What were you going to share with us?
I was going to talk about the butter braids that we have. We sell them every year. It's a really good fundraiser, and we get a lot of money from it, too.
Yeah, so that ties in. You got fruit sales going on, butter braids. Those butter braids are excellent. What's your favorite butter braid flavor?
The cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon roll.
Yep.
I'm with you on that. That's really, really good. What have you enjoyed down here so far at the convention?
Meeting new people and just seeing everybody get involved and seeing everybody again.
Yeah. Have you caught yourself looking around people to see what state is on the back of their blue jacket?
Yes, I have. Like almost everybody, to see where everybody else from and see if I haven't seen them before.
You got it. All right. Natalie, thanks a lot. Have a good time.
Thank you. You too.
Next up on our rotation from Canby is?
Sadie Scogan.
Whose parents are?
Brian and Becky Scogan.
You're a senior?
Yes.
Plans after high school?
I'm planning to go to SDSU for elementary education.
Why SDSU? What took you there?
My dad went there, my sister went there, and it's just a beautiful campus. I love it.
You know, we were talking about family before with your partner here, and that lot has to do that with school as well. I know that as well. Let's talk about your chapter project you want to share with us.
So this past summer, we did the FFA Car Wash, which is a really good fundraiser that we go through. The community gets involved, so it's really good.
What have you enjoyed most here at the convention so far?
Ooh, I would have to say the sales or the shopping mall. I love going there and looking at what everybody's selling. It's fun.
Did you buy something?
Yeah, I bought a sweatshirt and sweatpants from the FFA store.
Okay, what's the sweatshirt like?
It is incredibly comfortable. It's green. It's got kind of a sweater material. It's wonderful.
All right, is that a hoodie or not?
Nope, just a crew neck.
All right, that sounds good. Sadie, thanks a lot. Also, what else are you involved in school?
I'm in cross country. I manage for cross country.
Enjoy yourself down here.
Thank you.
Next up from the Canby FFA chapter is?
Rachel Fairchild.
Whose parents are?
Ron and Suzanne Fairchild.
And grade in school is?
I'm a senior this year.
Vice president of the officer team. I need to know who the rest of your officers are.
Our president is Lucas Wisniewski. Our treasurer is Sophia Vogt. The secretary is Jocelyn Losick. This year we have two reporters. That's Reese Sano and Kendon Knutson. And then our sentinel is Reagan Sano, and we've got three assistant officers, which is George Steffen, Jonna Briggs, and Natalie Briggs.
And chapter advisor or advisors are?
Mr. John Dessenville.
All right, we've seen John down here many years already. He's not a youngster down here. He's a veteran who comes down. You know, I was looking at your information sheet, and it said things you enjoy seeing or doing. One is rodeo, and the other one is shopping, in big letters.
I love shopping, but I have a tough time spending money. So this is my last year here. I'm going to spend all the money I can.
All right. Sadie told us what she bought. What are you looking at?
Well, there's a Kimes booth here, and they've got some good jeans. They may be out of my price range, but they're going to be in my price range today. And then just sweatshirts. I know there were some hats I was looking at, so we'll get around there.
You've been on some judging teams already in FFA?
Yep, at the local and state level. I've been in farm business management, poultry, horse, and dairy.
Right. Let's see, did we talk about a project that you're involved in?
My project that I'm going to talk about is the petting zoo that we hold. It's usually in the spring, and we've got all of our animals that the farm kids around our chapter bring. And all of the little kids from the elementary school and the private school come up and look at all the animals, and they're able to pet them and get out and see everything.
Sounds like a good thing. Plans after high school?
I plan on going to SDSU for human biology and then going to med school.
Rachel, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Canby FFA chapter is with us. We are here at the National FFA Convention. The theme this year is Engage. And we are here. The convention started on the 23rd and goes for several days. Next up from Canby is?
Sophia Vogt.
Sophia, what grade are you in and who are your parents?
I'm a junior and my parents are David and Kari Vogt.
You live in town or in the country?
I live in the country.
Country on a farm?
Yep.
Got the crops out already on your farm?
Thankfully.
Yeah, so they're out tillage still going on?
Absolutely.
Which is probably a little tougher this year with the hard soil, I'm sure. You're going to share with us one of the projects that your chapter has.
We're planning on doing the meat raffle. This is our first year, so we're pretty excited. We're not for sure exactly how it's going to go, but we're thinking maybe like the candy bar where we have a box and people pay us and we just walk around for a few weeks with it and see where it takes us.
So it's a fundraiser.
Yep.
It should be fun. What else are you involved in school?
I'm in National Honor Society. And I'm in YAMS, which is Youth Against Misusing Substances, and obviously the FFA.
Yeah, I was going to ask about YAMS. Again, very worthwhile cause. And are there projects that you have, or what does the group do?
We have a kids' night out, which is where the elementary school kids come, and we have a theme, and they get to run around and get to learn the dangers of using substances and just have a good night.
FFA, what do you enjoy most about FFA?
I love meeting new people. I love spending time with this group of kids. My chapter is just an incredible chapter, and I'm so grateful for everyone we have in it.
Sophia, enjoy your time.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's go down the line. We are now speaking with...
Jocelyn Losick.
A senior whose parents are...
Tom Losick and Summer Nelson.
How'd you get chosen or be able to come down here? What was the process at Canby for folks to be able to come down to the convention?
Mr. Desenville just asked us if we wanted to go, and we signed up, and now we're here.
Project that your chapter's doing that you're going to share some information on?
We do a Veterans Day breakfast, where on Veterans Day, members of our FFA chapter cook a breakfast, and we serve the breakfast to the veterans in the morning before we host the Veterans Day program.
So that's coming up here in just a few days from now.
Yeah.
Yeah, better, great project. And what else are you involved in the school?
I'm in choir, YAMS, and I manage for our dance team.
Okay. Plans after high school?
I plan to attend Lake Area Tech for pediatric nursing.
Jocelyn, enjoy yourself down here. You've got a good future coming up.
Thank you.
All right, we have a couple more members to talk to. Next up, we're speaking with?
Charlie Christensen.
Charlie, a sophomore, and who are your parents?
Tony and Jordan Christensen.
Why are you here? What brought you down here in terms of wanting to come?
I just heard a lot about this place, and I really wanted to figure it out for myself and see if it was one thing that I wanted to start.
You're on one of the judging teams back home for FFA and Canby. You're on what, the horse judging?
Yes.
Okay, is that a team from last year, this year's team?
I've done it ever since I've been a part of FFA, so since 7th grade.
So you have a horse?
I do. I have 6.
Your favorite horse would be who? What name?
Well, I have 2 of my own, and it's hard to pick between the two, but I would have to say my young man, Loco.
Okay, why?
I've just worked so much with him over the past few years, and I've just grown so fond of him, and I'm just really excited to see what new years come for us.
In the horse judging, if I need to know 2 things in particular about horse judging, what are a couple of things that you look for?
It would have to be their build. If they're built sloppy, or just think of what I want this horse to be, my overall competing horse. I would want one that would pick up its feet right, that would look nice in the judging ring, and just overall, just like a nice build.
Charlie, you're going to share one of the projects your chapter does?
I do. I help sell fruit with our butter braids. I can either do it online or we go door to door, knocking on people's doors and asking if they would like to buy fruit.
Are you doing that right now? When is your fruit sale and butter braid sale going on?
We started before we left, a few days before, and it goes till November 8th, so we still have a lot of time to sell.
So back home, folks, if you want to get some fruit or butter braids, get a hold of what, any member of the FFA or call the school, what should they do?
We usually try to, well, my family usually tries to sell to people around our town. That way we can deliver door to door or like have us meet them somewhere and then we'll just drop our stuff off with them.
Charlie, thanks for your information.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
All right. Charlie was here. We've got one more person to talk to. I got to reach up a little bit. This guy's a tall drink of water. His name is?
Garen Cruz.
Garen, you're a senior. Who are your parents?
Will and Coyla Cruz.
All right. And you live right in town or out in the country?
Out in the country, about 30 miles away.
Wow, a little ways from town then.
Yep.
Okay. John Destinville, of course, the advisor for Canby. You're going to talk to us about one of the projects out there.
Drive your tractor to school day. It's a day where you get to have fun driving your tractor to school, and kids from the elementary can come and look at your tractor.
Yeah. So normally about how many tractors come in for this?
Probably about 10.
Yeah, about 10 tractors. What kind of color tractors you got on your farm?
Mostly blue, and then a couple green, and I think two reds.
Okay. What else are you involved in school?
Trap, FFA, and yams.
Okay, trap shoot. So did you have an FFA trap shoot team or just the high school trap shoot team in the spring?
Just a high school trap team.
Okay, what kind of gun you shoot?
I shoot a 12-gauge SX-4. I think.
That's close enough. Close enough. You do some hunting?
Yep, I try to.
Okay, what did you go hunting for?
I went for deer last year, but I didn't get anything.
Going out this year?
Hopefully.
I was just out checking my stand here the other day, so I'm hoping too that we'll get some.
Same here.
Garen, thanks for being here. Enjoy yourself that tractor project. That sounds like a lot of fun. Fun day, I bet you, for Canby High School.
Yep.
All right, real good. That's going to wrap it up. Members of the Canby FFA chapter, we thank them for stopping by here at the 97th Annual National FFA Convention.